Well, this Saturday, the Flint Symphony will be dissecting a symphony and showing the audience what makes it tick. Current State's Jamie Paisley joins me now after speaking with the man doing the dissecting, Maestro Enrique Demek. There's no formaldehyde involved here, is there, Jamie?
No formaldehyde. Instead, Maestro Demek will have the Flint Symphony on stage for the beginning to play some of those melodic bits that Mahler will weave throughout his final symphony. And he'll also discuss something that has become a bit of a, you know, legend, even a superstition when it comes to those Romantic era symphonies, where it wasn't 13 which was the scary number. No, instead it was 9.
Well, I always make a joke, you know, that it says bad luck to be superstitious. But they were superstitious because, let's see, Beethoven, even though he started sketches of the 10th, he died after the 9th. Schubert died after the 9th. Bruckner died after the 9th. So Mahler had all that feeling, too, that he was going to die, and he was diagnosed with a heart disease when he was writing the 6th. And he lost his child, too. And when he wrote Das Lied von der Erde, the Song of the Earth, he felt that he was avoiding the curse. So he interpreted with the last symphony, the 9th symphony, with the idea that was going to fool fate, fool the destiny. But nevertheless, he tried to describe the fate of his life, how he was really working out things, and so he can really survive that. And he did the sketches of the 10th symphony. Actually, he finished 2 movements, and then he didn't make it. So still, I think, like someone told me one day, in America, we know it ends after the 9th inning. Even from the very beginning, when he writes just a little rhythm, pa-pam, pa-pam, it has the heartbeat. He uses a little enhancement with the French horn. Pa-pam-pam-pam-pam. And that little pa-pam, pa-pam appears throughout the whole symphony. But of course, the heartbeat beats accordingly to your state of mind and state of anxiety. The heartbeat can be faster or slower. It can have a different thing. But this settle of the thing, you can feel that it's going to be a fate. And now we're going to go through a CD adventures that he's going to go through. How much he conquered throughout the life, even though he only lived 50 years plus, he accomplished a lot more than a lot of other people.
The second movement of Mahler's 9th Symphony uses a signature style of his, the Ländler, an Austrian folk dance which Mahler described very explicitly. In the tempo of a leisurely Ländler, somewhat clumsy and very crude. And what does the Flint Symphony's maestro Enrique Demek think of that description?
It's absolutely perfect because the Ländler is an old style of waltz. It's rustic. So what he wanted to do in his second movement, he was going back to his childhood in the fairy tales. So a lot of the times, you know, the dwarves and the elves, they're dressed up like woodcutters and, you know, like Pinocchio dressing, and they would dance clumsily. So that's why the music is clumsy, because they were not really elegant or refined. And that was not the idea. They didn't even try to be refined. They tried to be what they were. Big guys cutting woods, boom, 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 and tried to mock at certain moments elegancy. And of course, being big guys was not so easy. Experts consider Mahler's 9th Symphony as a real turning point into the 20th century music, which would be opening the new Viennese school, the new things. So that's the beginning of the new era. So closes a door and starts a new one. Some people say The Rite of Spring by Stravinsky, who was actually premiered a couple years later in 1913. But that one is more, it was a ballet, so it used choreography. So you had images. And in this one, you don't have the images. You create your own images. And that's the idea of the Viennese school, too. Then you have all the images coming out of the sounds. Then you can have colors, like scrubbing, using the colors. And in Mahler's music, you hear colors, too. You develop images. And that's the whole idea of this music, that can go have the vibrations in your brain and can create all these kind of images.
Now, for this follow-up to Gustav Mahler's Song of the Earth, Das Lied von der Erde, which has a certain inspiration from the Far East, Mahler's Ninth Symphony instead includes a distinctively Greek dedication, To My Brothers in Apollo. For Maestro Enrique Domecq, who's conducting Mahler's Ninth this Saturday at the Whiting in Flint, the Brothers in Apollo dedication has a far more holistic meaning to the composer.
It was a little bit of a mystical thing because he had several siblings, and some of them die in infancy. So he was always surrounded by death in infancy because of his siblings. And one committed suicide a little older. And Apollo, obviously, it was the god that would bring strength, beauty, and connection to the sun. So the sun is the one that gives life to all of us. And he always was very much attached to the mythology or the Orient. Because sometimes, you know, when he wrote Das Lied, it's more oriental. It's all the idea of Asia, China, to be more precise. And here with Apollo, it was always feeling like in like the Germanic mythology too. They are very much connected. They have the gods, and they have the semi-gods, and then they have the heroes, the mortal heroes. And I think that's why he was referring to Apollo more like he was the one that gave him the strength to continue. I'm the number one fan of Mahler. I just think that he really was the composer that connected all the times to the modern times. And I think there's a lot to show to everyone how much he was advanced in his days, how much he had in his brain that he was putting in the music for us to see, not only to hear, but to see. He was a great opera conductor. So he knew stage, and he knew the tricks, how to make people believe something was happening on stage, and it was just acting. But he wrote his symphonies with the idea that the imagination is bigger than anything you can do on a stage.
You can let your imagination go wild this Saturday evening at the Whiting in Flint as Maestro Enrique Domecq leads the Flint Symphony in Mahler's ninth and final symphony. Tickets and more information about the Flint Symphony Orchestra at thefso.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.